This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of mourners lined up throughout the night and into the day Thursday to file past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth in Westminster Hall in Great Britain. Aerial video in London showed the mourners lining the banks of the Thames River and across the Tower Bridge, stretching an estimated 5.5 kilometers. Officials expect 750,000 people to pay their respects before the Queen's official funeral on Monday. The hall will be open for 23 hours a day for visitors. About 2,000 guests, including visiting heads of state and other dignitaries, are expected for Monday's service at Westminster Abbey. Queen Elizabeth II died September 8th at Balmoral Castle in the Scottish Highlands, a place she cherished and where her son Charles became king. An AP source says Mark Meadows has complied with a Justice Department subpoena. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press Mark Meadows, who served as the final White House chief of staff under President Donald Trump, has complied with a Justice Department subpoena and turned over records as part of a federal investigation into the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol and efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The records Meadows provided to the Justice Department are the same ones he handed over earlier to a House committee investigating the insurrection, according to the person who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. The subpoena to Meadows was first reported by CNN. This month, the Justice Department has focused on the most senior of Trump's White House advisors, serving a broad wave of grand jury subpoenas and search warrants. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has praised a tentative agreement reached between major railroads and workers' unions avoiding a nationwide rail strike. The Biden administration announced the agreement in the pre-dawn hours Thursday after 20 hours of negotiations between railway companies and unions brokered by the U.S. Labor Secretary. Workers' grievances centered on wages and working conditions. During a brief ceremony in the White House Rose Garden, the president said the rail workers will see a 24% wage increase over the next 5 years, a cap on health care costs, and better working conditions. The tentative agreement, which must still be ratified by union membership, headed off a strike that could have begun as early as Friday. The United Nations Nuclear Watchdog's Board of Governors has passed a resolution demanding that Russia end its occupation of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Diplomats who attended a closed-door meeting gave that information on Thursday. The closed-door meeting was in Vienna. The resolution adopted by the board of the International Atomic Energy Agency calls on Russia to immediately cease all actions against the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant and other nuclear facilities in Ukraine. Diplomats said Russia and China voted against the resolution. The resolution says the military occupation of the plant significantly increases the risk of a nuclear accident that would endanger the population of Ukraine, neighboring states, and the international community. The Ukrainian flag was raised in a taken city after the Russian retreat. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
As President Volodymyr Zelensky looked on and sang the national anthem, he watched as his country's flag rose on Wednesday above the recaptured city of Izum, making a rare foray outside the capital that highlights Moscow's embarrassing retreat from a Ukrainian counter-offensive. Russian forces left the war-scarred city last week as Kiev soldiers pressed a stunning advance that's reclaimed large swaths of territory in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks Thursday with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Uzbekistan on the sidelines of a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Putin said he understands China has questions and concerns about Moscow's war in Ukraine. He criticized what he characterized as the American-dominated, quote, unipolar war that he sees Russia and China jointly aligned against. And our top story again, in Britain, tens of thousands of mourners are lining up throughout the day and night to file past the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II. Marissa Melton, VOA News.